Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, my very special guest is Richard Walker. Richard is a resident of Borrego Springs, and we're going to be talking about a very important issue, the most important issue for the town of Borrego, and that is the fact that the town is running out of water. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, let's start by laying out the problem for the listeners that may not be familiar with it. Borrego is in the desert. It's dependent entirely on a sole source aquifer, that underground body of water that supplies all of the drinking water. But it's one of several towns in California that has been identified by the state as a community at risk of running out of water. How much faster is the water being pumped than it's being replenished by the average rainfall?
At the present rate, the community itself uses a total of approximately 20,000 acre-feet of water a year, while the recharge into our aquifer is at a rate of only 5,600 acre-feet. That means we are overdrafting our water at a rate of 4-to-1. So we have a tremendous overdraft of our sole source aquifer.
Yeah, so they're using it at four times the rate that it can be replenished by rainfall in an average year. And of course, with drought and climate change, the likelihood that we'll have more years that are below average is probably pretty high. So what is the projection? If nothing is done, how many years until the town runs completely out of water?
The whole issue has been studied very thoroughly over the last decade by our local water district, by the Department of Water Resources of the state of California, also by the U.S. Geological Survey at the federal level. All of the research is done. We know where we are, and that means that we're probably looking at somewhere between 35 and 40 years of viable water still remaining in our aquifer, which we continue to utilize at a tremendous overdraft.
So in 40 years, they could have no water left in Borrego. What about bringing in water from other areas? Has that been looked at?
That has thoroughly been looked at by the Borrego Water District, and it has been determined that financially it's not feasible. We wouldn't even have the number of population necessary to support a pipeline of any type. Mm-hmm. The other issue is that we haven't found anyone outside of the Borrego Valley that would be even interested in giving us any water. Everyone has their own water issues.
Yeah, or selling it. So if you can't bring it in from other areas, the only option is to figure out how to conserve, cut back, and use a lot less. Now, let's put this in perspective. In Borrego, I understand that 70% of the water currently is used by agriculture. Another 20% is used by recreation, primarily the big resorts and the golf courses, which of course are the lifeblood of Borrego's economy that's centered almost entirely around tourism. And the other 10% would be residential, small business, that sort of thing. Is that correct?
That's correct. The 10% of the local residents are the members of the Borrego Water District, who, in fact, use that only of 10% of our total usage.
Yeah. So now what we're looking at is the state is basically saying if these communities that are not managing their groundwater wisely don't figure out how to do it pretty soon, the state may come in and take over these water resources and basically do it for them, decide for them what's to be done. Is that a correct statement? Or at least that's one potential scenario here.
That is a potential scenario, but it's not about anything that would occur immediately at all. The state of California has mandated that we, among other communities in any similar type situations, are looking at resolving our overdraft issues over the next 20 years.
So the state's saying 20 years, but you could run out of water in 35 or 40, so that doesn't sound like the wisest course of action, maybe. Short term, the state has mandated 25% cuts in water, but not for everybody. Tell me how that's playing out in Borrego.
The state's mandate applies to metered or monitored water within the communities. In our case, that applies only to the ratepayers of the Borrego Water District, who use only 10% of the water. The other 90% of water users within the valley are on private wells and are not covered by the state mandate.
So agriculture and the recreational users we've talked about, the resorts, they can continue to use as much as they want with no penalty whatsoever?
At the present time, that's exactly what the situation is and will continue for a very long period of time unless there is some voluntary cooperation in that area.
Well, yeah, that doesn't seem terribly fair. Now, the Borrego Water District, I understand, has been working on the problem for a long time, and there's also a coalition that's formed, the Borrego Water Coalition. Tell me what they've come up with so far. What's their idea for solving this?
About 3 to 4 years ago, the Borrego Water District instigated a cooperative effort, or at least from their perspective, an attempt at a cooperative effort with all of the major water users within the valley. That included the farmers and, of course, the golf courses. Two members of the Borrego Water District also are members of the Borrego Water Coalition. The idea was to bring people together to try to voluntarily come up with a program that would eventually reduce the amount of the overdraft. During these last few years, all of the meetings of that group have not been public. They've been behind closed doors.
Wow.
And so the public has not been allowed to know exactly what the discussions have been. But at this point right now, we're hoping that with the state's involvement, we'll get a better knowledge about what the commitment of those other water-using entities within the valley are.
So let's talk a little bit about how effective some of the efforts have proven so far. First of all, as a homeowner out there in the desert, when you're told to cut your water use by 25%, that's got to be a challenge, more difficult than for somebody maybe in a coastal area where we get a lot more rainfall, a lot more cooler weather. What have you had to do to meet that 25%?
We've cut back on the amount of irrigation to our plants and trees. Within our home, we have low-flow toilets. We take limited showers, an amount of time with our showers. We're very conscious of water usage from our faucets, what have you. We believe that we're doing pretty much the basics that would be required of us or asked of us, except for ultimately completely turning off, I suppose, our irrigation and letting all of our plants die.
Yeah. I understand that the Borrego Water District overall has seen about a 16% reduction so far since the governor mandated 25, so everybody's cutting back, but maybe not quite enough yet, even for the 10% of the people that are metered to meet that goal. So obviously, it sounds like a lot more needs to be done. Even if everybody met that goal, you're still going to be depleting the water out there.
If I might, just if you figure out the math, the goal of the state of California is a 25% reduction in water in the Borrego Springs area. Since 10% of us are the only ones mandate, the bottom line is actually 2.5% reduction in water usage in the Borrego Valley.
So you're using four times more water collectively than is being recharged, and the state only mandated a 2.5% reduction overall. So there's obviously something very wrong with that picture. Let's talk about the other users there a little bit. Agriculture first, even though they don't have to do anything, have some of the farmers out there made efforts to put in more water-efficient irrigation or let some, you know, maybe some fields go fallow, do anything to cut back?
I believe the farmers have done everything that they possibly can. They may be trying to do other things. I know they've gone to drip system going way, way back.
And how much difference has it made?
As far as I know, it's made very little difference because the research has shown that the percentages still used by agriculture is still using 70% of our water. So I'm sure there's been some savings there. I don't want to put that down.
Yeah.
But it's very insignificant in terms of the overdraft.
What about the resorts and the golf courses?
Again, our golf courses are very lush out there. I believe the efforts have been very minimal. And the only thing I can say is that, again, at this point, the research shows they are continuing to use about 20% of our overall water.
Yeah. So the options are pretty grim here. Really, there's no good option. It's a matter of choosing between a number of very difficult ones. While golf sounds like a luxury, and it is, for the town of Borrego, these golf courses and these resorts bring in tourism, and that is the lifeblood, the primary source of the town's economy, as I understand. Is that correct?
Well, it's an important part of it. In addition to that, we have thousands of retirees, many of them snowbirds, who are gone during the hottest months of the year, but come back.
Yeah, we should say the town of Borrego has about 3,500 permanent year-round residents, and then many more who are snowbirds that flock there to these resorts or to vacation homes that they have in the area during the winter months.
That is correct, and they're a very important source of our local economy there. With regards to the golf courses, I'm not a golf player, but I am aware that there are many golf courses in very dry climates, in desert communities, in other desert communities, and even down into Baja California, that have reduced tremendously the amount of water they use by cutting back on fairway widths and other techniques. So it is possible to reduce the amount of water that they use.
So they don't necessarily have to go away to solve this problem. They need to just do their share, as the homeowners are being asked to do.
That would be a very accurate way of putting it from my perspective.
Maybe more problematic is the agriculture industry, which is using 70%, as you've noted. It's about 4,000 acres out there, and they're growing primarily citrus, palms, even potatoes out there. And they also employ a number of people. We don't have a farmer here today, but I'm sure if they were, they would tell us that if they go away, then you're going to lose some farm worker jobs and any of the other jobs that are related to agriculture. How large an employer is the agricultural sector out there?
We are primarily a retirement community and a tourist destination surrounded by 4,000 acres of agriculture. Agriculture employs about 100 employees in Borrego Springs on a year-round basis. Mm-hmm. Farm labor contractors do import some labor, additional labor at harvest time. And of course, there are families with those employees as well also. Mm-hmm. But from my perspective and a look at the community and itself, agriculture is not a crucial part of our survival. I mean, we were a community of 12 hotels and 8 restaurants and the Borrego Art Institute and the Performing Arts Center, and I could go on, that are supported by other sources other than the farming community. I think it's a smokescreen by agriculture to try to paint a picture that the entire community would collapse if agriculture left the valley. I don't believe that at all.
So the state's solution so far has been to say we're going to give these communities about 20 years to figure this out on their own. Meanwhile, we want everybody to cut back a whopping 2.5% total in your area, which obviously isn't enough, and the aquifer could be nearly drained by then if it doesn't wind up in courts and challenged, which could take even longer. Now, you wrote a very intriguing editorial that was published in the Borrego Sun, which is actually how we found out and invited you in here on this issue. Tell us what your proposal is.
Well, my proposal is adjudication. 22 other watersheds within the state of California have already had their overdrafts adjudicated by the state of California state courts. The state courts have the authority to determine the actual percentage used by the various users within a watershed. That's been done under 22 circumstances, 22 watersheds within the state of California. That takes any stakeholder within the Borrego Springs area with the financial resources to do so to go ahead and enforce the issue into the state courts for the adjudication of the courts. The courts would make that final determination, establish a water master, which could be our water district or whomever the court decided, to monitor the reduction and actually enforce reduced usage by everyone within the community and within the Borrego Valley, not just one particular part of the community or users, but all of us.
And how long would it take with adjudication before a plan would be out and you would actually see the water use enforced?
I think I'm very reasonable to say that probably an adjudication would probably take no more than 5 years.
So that seems like it would be a lot faster answer, certainly, and it would be a court making the decisions, though, not the town of Borrego itself. Has anyone come forward who has the money to take this into court and force adjudication?
No, they haven't. I wish I were in a position to do it, but they haven't done so. And our water district is very limited on available funds, even if the board were so interested in promoting an adjudication. So that's not going to happen there either. It would take a private individual or private funding to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, and of course the ones that have the most money are the resorts and the big farmers, the big agriculture, but they have their own wells and they're not subject right now to the mandatory cutbacks. So
that's correct.
Yeah, that seems like a real equity issue there. Now, what does your supervisor have to say about this? I understand that you're represented by Bill Horn out there, who's a farmer himself. What has he had to say?
Well, as far as I'm aware, not very much. I don't think that he's shown a great deal of concern about the overdraft with our aquifer, to be frank with you. That's all I could say.
How concerned are you about the future of your community? You've lived there a long time. How many years?
My wife and I have lived there for going on 13 years now.
Yeah. You must be concerned about the future generations out there. What do you think the town of Borrego is going to look like 50 years or 100 years from now at the rate we're going?
Well, at the rate we're going at that amount of time, it will be gone. I love this community very, very much, as so many do. I've been a desert lover for many, many years. And it's the kind of community that we hope will be there for our future generations, not for just ourselves. I've heard commentary within our valley about, or like, what does it make any difference to me? I'm going to be dead by the time the aquifer's actually gone. That's not the kind of attitude that I have or I think many other people have. We want to be sure that it's an experience within the Anza Borrego Desert State Park. It is the focal point of tourist visits into our state park. I hope it's there for future generations and also for the flora, the fauna, the whole desert experience, which will be affected once that aquifer is completely gone.
Does the same aquifer also feed the Anza Borrego Desert State Park?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it would be devastating for the wildlife, the bighorn sheep, and all of the animals and birds and plant life out there as well if the aquifer disappears.
I believe so.
Well, we certainly wish you well out there, and we hope that the community itself will be able to come up with a solution. I mean, is there some hope yet that this other committee that's been formed may come up with some voluntary cooperation, do you think? Is that still possible?
Anything is possible. At this point, I don't hold out any real high hopes in the short term. I hope perhaps maybe in the long term that might be true.
Yeah, well, as someone who loves the desert and the community of Borrego myself, the many festivals and arts events and so forth that they have out there, I certainly hope they'll be able to find a solution so that it will be there for many years and future generations to enjoy as well. Listeners, we've been speaking with Richard Walker, a citizen of Borrego Springs who supports adjudication to resolve Borrego's vanishing water supply. You can learn more about the problem from Richard's point of view at borregounderground.org. And for other views, you can check out the Borrego Water Coalition at the borregospringschamber.com/BWC. Richard, I want to thank you very much for making that long drive out from Borrego Springs to join us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.